This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. It may not be the wildest party of the season with top economists rubbing shoulders with central bankers, but it sure is a sexy theme this year, structural shifts in the global economy. It's the annual symposium at beautiful Jackson Hole, Wyoming, convened by the Kansas City Federal Reserve later this month, and the gathering is attracting more diverse perspectives. The president of the Kansas City Fed, Esther George, plays a key role in that story. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer explains.
It was August of 2012. Esther George was the new president of the Kansas City Fed and hosting her first Jackson Hole Economic Policy Symposium. She looked out at the audience and saw a sea of mostly white male faces. She vowed to bring more women and people of color to Jackson Hole.
Being the hostess and looking out at that audience was probably the visual that I needed.
George organized a happy hour for the handful of women there.
And there were five of us around the table. We all fit in one table.
Diane Swonk was one of those five. She's now chief economist at the accounting firm KPMG.
Esther George gave us a seat at the table.
The happy hours became a tradition. As the women sipped huckleberry margaritas, George would ask them, who's not here who should be? At one point, someone said, hey, what about Lisa Cook and Susan Collins? This was before the two black economists were top Fed officials. Swonk says Esther George asked Collins and Cook to moderate high-profile debates at Jackson Hole.
Controlling who gets to ask a question and when the questions come to an end. I mean, it's hard to be a moderator, believe me, in a room of economists and central bankers.
That moderating dramatically raised the profiles of Collins and Cook, and Esther George invited Cook to sit at her table at dinner, along with Fed Chair Jerome Powell. George says Cook impressed the top brass at the Fed, so
when her name came up, people saying, oh yeah, Lisa Cook, Jackson Hole, I remember her.
In 2022, at George's last Jackson Hole symposium before retiring, almost 30% of the audience was female, and more than 40% of the speakers were women, according to the Kansas City Fed. It doesn't record the race of attendees, but George says she did see more black and brown faces last year. Chris Brummer teaches financial regulation at Georgetown and tracks diversity at the Fed. He says a range of perspectives can result in better questions.
They're the kinds of questions that at least force people to think seriously about what are the downsides of any particular policy action.
Like if you hike interest rates to cool the economy, raising unemployment in the process, who's losing their jobs? And if you stimulate the economy, are you widening economic inequality? Brummer says diversity helps Fed officials realize they can create winners and losers with their decisions. I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.